Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, 12 lines up from the foot of the page, Rablaza B'Shem Rabbi Chanina. Rablaza B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Af L'Malchei Umay Sa'olam, Ein Moinim Elam Nisan, B'Shishi B'Shinas Shtayim L'Dar Yavish, B'Shmini B'Shinas Shtayim L'Dar Yavish, Nema B'Shmini B'Shinas Shalish. Rablaza, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that even Gentile kings are only counted from the month of Nisan, as the Pasuk says, in Chagai Perek Aleph Pasuk Tezvov, in the sixth month, in the second year of Dayavish, and it says in Zechariah Aleph Pasuk Aleph, in the eighth month, in the second year of Dayavish. Chayfa Omar, Shmini Ne'emar Tchila Ela She'ein Mukdam Mucha B'Torah. Chayfa answers, in truth, we count from Tishrei, but the prophecy of Zechariah precedes the prophecy of Chagai. The Pasuk says the eighth before it says the sixth. Amar Rabbi Yona, Ksiv, Va'ata simu na levavchem min hayom hazeh ma'alimtem shum even al even yisro b'heichal Hashem ha'ketzad v'shishi husad shisei b'tshi nema ha'mikra hazeh. Rabbi Yonah says the Pasuk says in Chagai Perek Beis Pasuk Tesvav, and now consider this from today and earlier, before stone was placed upon stone in the temple of Hashem. How is this? In the sixth month it was established, in the ninth month this Pasuk was said. If you say in the sixth month they already placed stone upon stone, then it's fine for Haifa. If not, Haifa's statement is invalid. Rav Yitzchak asked that the Pasuk says in Bereishis Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Gimel, and it was in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first day of the month. The Braita about this pasuk teaches that the time of the flood is not included in the calculation. The answer is it follows the Blaza, who said that the world was created in Tishrei. The Gemara asked, well, what about the pasuk that says in Nehemiah Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, and it was in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year, and the earlier pasuk said in Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, and it was in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year. Tepate kevlaza devlaza ama kol shana shleinichnasu la shleishim yom emayin oisa shana shleima. The answer is it follows the Blaza, who said that any year in which 30 days has not passed is not counted as a full year. Va'akziv vayi b'chosh harishoyin v'shana sheinith b'echad l'chodesh v'ukam ha'mishkan. The Gemara asked, but the Pasuk says in Shmois Perek Mem Pasuk Yudzayin, and it was in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, the Mishkan was erected. In Tema Shnas Shlishis, he Aledesh Vayikon Nechasu Shloshim Yoim, Eimoin Oisa Shana Shlema. If you say it refers to the third year, since any year in which 30 days have not passed is not counted as a full year, Vaakziv Vayiba Shana Shenis, Vachosh Hashini Besim Vachodesh, Vaif Beshasa Chamshim Yoimin, Veimoin Oisa Shana Shlema, Hadamin Titsovta to Rabbi Yitzhak the Inkashin. And the Pasuk says in Bar Midbar, Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Aleph, and it was in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th of the month, the cloud rose up from upon the Mishkan. If the Mishkan was actually set up in the third year, why does the Pasuk refer to it as the second year, even though 50 days in the year had passed? This is a question against the Blaza. This is amongst the questions of Rabbi Yitzhak that have no answers. Ben Kamanda Amma Minisan Moinin, Ben Kamanda Amma Tishrei Moinin, Ma Binehoin. What's the difference whether we count from Nisan or Tishrei? I'm Rav Yonah, Shtaris Yotzes Beinehoin. Leiv Milva Be'ir, Lekosov, Ba'Shniya Lemalchus, Macha Mechira, Be'Me'achishran, Lekosov, Ba'Shniya Lemalchus. Rav Yonah answered, documents. A loan was taken in Ir, and the loan document was dated in the second year of the king. The borrower also sold his field in Me'achishran, and the sale document was also dated in the second year of the king. Mandam Menisan Meinin, Milva Kadma, Mandam Tishrei Meinin, Mechira Kadma. According to the pin that we count from Nisan, the loan preceded the sale, and the lender would be able to reclaim the land since it was on lien to the loan. According to the opinion that we count from Tishrei, the sale preceded the loan, and the land was not on lien. How do we count according to kings? If the king died in Adar, and a new king was crowned, a document can then be written according to the years of either king. Amar Rabbi Yoina, Vehi Shenichnas LeNisan, Rav Yonah says, this is only true when the king died in Nisan, and the second king was then crowned. as if he died in any other month, the second king can only begin to count his first year from Nisan, as the Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, in Perek Tetzvav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and he, means Shalom ben Yavish, ruled for 1 month in Samaria, and the Pasuk does not mention any years because he didn't reach a full year. In the Chalamoid, al Shnei Malchi Yisrael, ela Mishnei Malchi Yehuda, ola al Shnei Malchi Yehuda, ela Mishnei Malchi Yisrael. One cannot understand the number of years that kings of Israel reigned without knowing the years of the kings of Yehuda, and vice versa, since their years are compared to each other in the Pesukim. Ksiv v'ayom Mashiach Malach David al kol Yisrael aboim shalom v'gaimeh. The Gemara asks that the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, in Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, the days that David reigned over all of Israel were 40 years. Uksiv v'chevoin Malach al Yehuda shevashonim v'shish hachadoshim v'shalayim Malach v'gaimeh. And the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Hei Pasuk Hei, in Chevron he ruled over Yehuda for 7 years and 6 months, and in Yerushalayim he ruled for 33 years. Bichlal Chaseirim Urifat Yaseirim. The Gemara answers, the first answer is when the first Pasuk speaks generally, it says 40 years. The second Pasuk is more specific and says 40 years and 6 months. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Katzatzta B'Shem Rav Yoina, Shleishim Rishtayim U'mechse Hayu El Abishur Lachleik Lekvoid Kavod Liyerushalayim Humayna Oisam Shleimais. A second answer is from Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Katzatzta, quoting Rav Yoina. He ruled in Yerushalayim for 32.5 years, which would make a total of 40 years, but the Pasuk gave honor to Yerushalayim by expressing the last year as a complete year. Yehuda b'Rebbe Omer, Cheshbon Meruba b'Oleh l'Cheshbon Mu'at. A third answer is from Yehuda b'Rebbe. The large calculation follows up the small one, that he ruled a total of 40.5 years, but when the Pasuk expresses the total, it does as a whole number. Amar Shmuel bar Nachman, V'haya ki Malu Yomecha, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David Yomim Maleim Ani Moin Lach Ve'eini Moin Lach Yomim Chaseirim. Shmuel Bar Nachman says that the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis, when your days are complete, the Holy One said to David, I will count out for you, means you will live complete years rather than living only part of your last year. Shlomo Bincha Boinu Beis HaMikdash El HaKriv Korbonos Chav Alayim Mishpat Estaka Shelcha Yoyis Mikol Korbonos Shneema Asei Estaka U'Mishpat Nivchal Hashem Mizbeach. Hashem said, Shlomi, your son, will build the temple in order to sacrifice korbanos. Your justice and righteousness is more dear to me than all of the korbanos, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Chafala Pasuk Gimel, acting righteously and justly is preferable to Hashem than korbanos brought on an altar. Rav Chuna Amar, Kol Oisam Tshishach Hadoshim Shehidovi Beirech Mipnei Arav Shalom Benoi B'Seira Haya Miskape Kehedjet. Rav Chuna says that during all of the 6 months that David fled from his son Avshalom, he would achieve atonement for a sin by bringing a goat offering that was suitable for a regular person rather than the special goat offering brought by a king. During this time, his rule was not complete. This also answers why the Pasuk only counted 40 years rather than 40.5 years. Am Rav Yudan, B'Rav Shalom, Ksiv, Kishishis Chadoshim, Yashav Sham, Yoyah, B'chol Yisrael, Am Lekodesh Baruch Hanai Amalti Lecha, Artis Guru Bam, Abikash Tilehis Karoiz Bam, Hayecha She'inan Nimnin Loch. Rav Yudan Rav Shalom says that the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tezayin, for 6 months Yoav and all of Yisrael stayed there. The Holy One said to him, I said to you, and brings the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Beis Pasuk Hei, do not provoke them, means the nation of Edom, and you wish to provoke them by attacking and destroying them. Therefore, this time will not be counted for you.